faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us. We have so much on the desk today to get to, and we're going to get to as much as we can. But I want to start out with a special guest, someone we had on last night. I think last night he appeared with us for a good, 40 minutes or so. We're not going to have that time today. We'll post that TV show as a standalone later. But I do want to bring him on. He is an anonymous, recently retired military officer. And the reason he is anonymous is because of the punitive actions of the thugs, the Marxists, the dark and hearted, degenerated fools, anti-American people that are going after patriots in the military and retired military. I mean, did you ever think you'd see the day where God-fearing, patriotic, constitutionalist folks that just want to do what is right by the rule of law and the laws of nature, nature's God, would be targeted by their own military? But that's sadly what's happened. Therefore, at this time, he must be anonymous. He joins us to discuss particularly the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, who has committed, I believe, treason. He was involved in an attempted coup. It's also come out today that he was telling President Trump, according to this new book by Bob Woodward, that the Black Lives Matter was not an insurrection, but a protest, that this was due to race discrimination and pent-up anger from years of that. And this was really basically a tempest in a teapot. You want to know what insurrection is? He reportedly pointed to a picture of Abraham Lincoln on the wall, but went on to tell Trump that this was not a big deal, that this was just a protest, not insurrection. So that's interesting. He believes that what we saw on January 6th was an insurrection, but what the Marxists were doing in the streets was not. That really tells you that General Milley is now working for the communist. I'm sorry, that's my opinion. He is, in all effects, a communist. We have probably achieved a historical first, an open communist as chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, if he's not an open communist, then why is he saying these things? If he's not an open communist, why is he praising critical race theory? If he's not an open communist, why is he saying he wants to understand white rage and then going on to push the idea of teaching this woke critical race theory, which is Marxism, to the troops? If he's not an open communist, why is he defying the Constitution and spitting on it? Why is he involved in a coup against the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump? Why was he involved in working with America's enemies in a treasonous fashion? The communists. Why was he helping the communist, defending the communist street agitators? So if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck, okay? So either Milley is as dumb as a box of rocks, and he totally looks like a meathead. I mean, he looks like an absolute meathead. I bet the guy's got the comments. I would challenge General Milley to come on the show and debate me. I will show you what a fool General Milley is. Come on here and debate me about Marxism and communism, General Milley, so everybody can see what a fool you are. So you are either a total meathead, you're compromised, or you are actually ideologically aligned with a communist, and I'm betting on the last, that we probably now have the first open communist as a chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's my opinion. If he doesn't like it, then you know what? I don't care. He's scum. He should be brought up on trial, brought up on charges of treason, and what should happen to those involved in treason is what should happen, according to military code of conduct. And you're about to hear all the violations General the Red Milley has violated. Now, I want to welcome the anonymous retired recently officer to the broadcast. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Brandon, thanks for having me. I completely agree with everything you said. I think General Milley is clearly ideologically driven, and his ideology does not support or defend the Constitution of the United States. It is contrary to it. And for folks wondering, why am I being anonymous? Why not come out and say your name? I'll give you two examples. Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, after our extremism training, the Space Force officer in charge of a unit at Buckley Space Force Base, said, yeah, I'm all for rooting out extremism. That was what the training was intended to tell us, that extremism has no place in the military. And he said, I have concerns about Marxist extremism. Well, if there was no Marxist extremism, you would think then you would have a sympathetic leadership that would say, well, tell us about this Marxist extremism because we need to get rid of it. What happened instead is exactly what you would expect under Marxist extremism. He was relieved of command and kicked out of the military and not allowed to obtain his retirement. He asked for early retirement. He was only about a year out from his 20 years and getting retirement benefits. So he was booted out. And then we have Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller, United States Marine Corps. He simply asked that he demanded accountability for what happened in Afghanistan and what's been happening and his concerns over a failure in leadership up to General Milley. And so as the German Joint Chiefs of Staff, if he was serious about extremism in our military, he would want to hear these officers out and give them an opportunity to express their concerns and address them because they're very serious concerns. And to just boot them out and cut them off and deny them their benefits that they've earned from years of honorable service is despicable, and that's exactly what we're dealing with now.
So when I say that we probably have our first open communist as a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you don't think that's off the mark?
Not at all. I don't know what else you call it. When you hand over $80 billion worth of weaponry to our enemies, and we know that China's probably got access to some of the most sensitive of that weaponry with deals made with the Taliban, that had to have been made knowingly, because I can tell you that I was involved in plans on how we were going to leave and exit Afghanistan and not leave billions and billions of dollars of sensitive equipment and personnel at risk to the Taliban. We had a well-thought-out, well-planned, executable exit strategy, and that was abandoned, I believe, because of executive sabotage.
All right, let's go through what you went on with me last night on television. Again, you were with me probably a good 35 minutes or more last night, 45 minutes. We'll get that posted today. But I want you specifically to go through what you went through at the very end of the broadcast, because we were rushed. I mean, if I had, you know the old saying, don't bury the lead? That, if I had known what you were going to say at the end, I would have started with that, because while you were delivering that, I thought, this is what you call burying the lead. This should have been what was the lead topic. So we'll have a little more time now. Tell our audience what you said at the end of last night's broadcast, please.
Yeah, so we know late on and towards the end of President Trump's administration, they endeavored a second time to impeach him over a phone call. We have a leader of a country calling another leader of a country that is perfectly legal and legitimate. And they went to impeach him over that, saying that it was completely unacceptable. And now we have a situation where we have the Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff calling and admitting that he called to warn China that he would tell them if President Trump was going to ever work any kind of attack against them or any military effort against them. That is not a perfect phone call, and even went out and doubled down today and said it was a perfect phone call. He's going to continue to do that because he has no honor. He has no commitment, he has no courage, and neither does the president he serves. So he knows he will probably get away with this, as well as the speaker will probably do nothing about it. She'll go and raid a house of a 70-plus-year-old man who made a clerical error in a statement. But then when we have someone actually going behind the president's back, the chief executive officer of the military, and talking to a known enemy, a stated enemy, militarily and otherwise, and having phone calls and telling them that he will basically subvert his chain of command, that is violating several articles of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And what I did is, in our military careers, we typically get assigned what we call collateral duties apart from our primary duties. And one of my collateral duties was as a legal officer for my command, and I basically was to be the expert in the Uniform Code of Military Justice and would bring any articles of court-martial or non-judicial punishment against a service member that had violated the UCMJ, and I would advise the commanding officer on how to proceed, and I would even appear in court, even though I was not a Article 40 JAG Corps officer. I did serve in a similar role, kind of as like the prosecution. So in that role and with that in mind, I just went through the UCMJ just as I would as a legal officer. And I believe seven articles of the UCMJ were violated, six for certain. And five of these carry the penalty of death. And so let me just read through them real quick, and I'll just give the description directly from the UCMJ. From Article 81, conspiracy, any person subject to this chapter who conspires with any other person to commit an offense under the chapter shall, in one or more of the conspirators, does an act to affect the object of the conspiracy, be punished as a court-martial may direct. So that was conspiracy. He conspired with China that he would go around and subvert his chain of command. So there's Article 81. Article 88, contempt towards officials. Any commissioned officer who uses contemptuous words against the president, the vice president, Congress, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Military Department, the Secretary of Homeland Security, or the governor or legislature of any state, commonwealth, or possession in which he is in duty or present shall be punished as a court-martial may direct. So there's Article 88. He clearly had contempt towards Trump, expressed it verbally and otherwise, and with his phone calls and his discussions, illegal discussions, outside of his chain of command with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, he demonstrated contempt towards officials, Article 88, and also conspiracy. Now, Article 94, mutiny or sedition. Any person subject to this chapter who, one, with intent to usurp or override lawful military authority, refuses, in concert with any other person, to obey orders or otherwise do his duty or creates any violence or disturbance, is guilty of mutiny. And then Part B, a person who is found guilty of attempted mutiny, sedition, or failure to suppress or report a mutiny or sedition shall be punished by death or such other punishment as a court-martial may direct. So there's Article 94, mutiny or sedition. He's guilty of that. Article 99, misbehavior before the enemy. Any member of the armed forces who, before or in the presence of the enemy, we have a number of sub-chapters, I'll go to Part 3, through disobedience, neglect, or intentional misconduct, endangers the safety of any such command, unit, place, or military property, or Part 8, willfully fails to do his utmost to encounter, engage, capture, or destroy any enemy troops, combatants, vessels, aircraft, or any other thing which it is his duty so to encounter, engage, capture, or destroy, shall be punished by death or such other punishment as a court-martial may direct. So if he was going to warn the enemy and tell them that we were going to take any military action against them, he's guilty of misbehavior before the enemy by going directly to them. And then finally, we have Article 103. There's three parts to Article 103. Article 103 is spies. Article 103A is espionage. And Article 103B is aiding the enemy. Now, these are all very similar, very slight differences. He could potentially be charged with all three, but certainly I think possibly espionage, and then certainly 103B, aiding the enemy, applies here. And it says, quote, any person who, one, aids or attempts to aid the enemy with arms, ammunition, supplies, money, or other things, or two, without proper authority, knowingly harbors or protects, or gives intelligence to, or communicates or corresponds with, or holds any intercourse with the enemy, either directly or indirectly, shall suffer death or such other punishment as a court-martial or military commission may direct. This section does not apply to a military commission established under Chapter 47 of this title, and that's for other, like, military intelligence actions. So he's clearly guilty of those articles of the Uniform Code of Military Justice carrying the weight of penalty of death.
Hold right there. We'll be back with more. I bet you guys have heard this nowhere unless you watched last night's show, because I'm not aware of anyone reporting those great facts. America's first communist, open communist chairman, Joint Chiefs. right, before we get back to our anonymous guest, recently retired military officer who at this time needs to stay anonymous for fear of reprisals, and rightfully so, I do have a big announcement today. Many of you have read my book, Marxianity, that came out in November of 2018. So, almost 3 years ago. Subtitled, How the Evangelical Deep State and Their Useful Idiots, and I put quotes around useful idiots because I'm not calling someone a name. That's an historical term by Lenin. People that he would use and then discard later. And they were too stupid to know they're being, you know, used. How the Evangelical Deep State and Their Useful Idiots are merging Marxism and Christianity through social justice, white privilege, cultural Marxism, illegal immigration, interfaith dialogue, and more. This book is 336 pages, okay? It is now, as of today, sold out. I, today, paid the bill, several thousand dollars, I think around $8,000, for, actually, it's more than that. But anyway, for a reprint of this. So I have decided, again, I generally make my living producing, in part, documentaries, which I've been giving away, Brainwashed America. You can watch it, part one, for free, all of it for free, at brainwashedthemovie.com. So we're giving that away. And now I'm basically going to give you this book. Why? The same reason I gave away Brainwashed America at brainwashedthemovie.com for people to watch for free at brainwashedthemovie.com. We are in such perilous times. The ultimate battle is the battle for the mind. And we can sit and we can talk, or we can offer up solutions that include educating people and destroying those principles that are looking to overthrow our nation. The Bible says, destroy principles raised up against the principles of the Lord. Destroy those philosophies, is actually the wording. Destroy the philosophies raised up against the principles of the Lord. The word philosophies can actually be translated fables or lies, okay? And so we need to destroy them. I'm not looking to destroy individuals, but destroy philosophies and ideas that are against the principles of God. And of course, the principles of God, the laws of nature, nature's God, the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, as the founders called it, the Decalogue, is the foundation of our civic code and our constitutional republic. William Blackstone said that. What the divine has ruled on, we don't rule against. But we have Marxism that is penetrating now. I believe you have. It's my opinion. You can disagree. But I believe we have now the first open communist as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The first chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I believe, is now an open communist. Why would you do what you're doing, say what you're saying, defend what you're saying, if you were not in bed with the Marxist, the communist? But we not only have it penetrating the media, education, the military, the FBI, our whole deep state intelligence arena, but it's penetrated Christianity big time. That's why in 2018 I wrote the book Marxianity, Marxism and Christianity Merged, 336 pages, okay? It's normally $19.99. Today, I changed the price to $4.99, okay? Now, here's the deal. It was paid for today, so they're now printing it. It'll be about the third or fourth week of October we get it and start filling orders. So if you want to get a pre-order and be first in line, you can do that. But I'm telling you this right now. Do not irritate me and make me regret doing this. Some of you out there, I don't understand what your problem is. And I'm going to be blunt. You drive us nuts. And we're going to start a list real soon of who we stop giving services to. You don't read and you don't pay attention to what you're reading and you don't read about how long it takes to get orders. And then you start blowing up my wife's phone or my phone 3 days later. We're not Amazon. And it often says right there how long to allow, okay? So if you don't read and you don't have the patience, then don't place the order, okay? I'm just going to be blunt because I'm tired of it. So we're going to make this available, but don't make me regret making it available to you for $4.99 by not listening and only hearing what you want to hear. And I'm only speaking to about 1% of the audience right now. So if you would like to get the book for $4.99 and get in line and be one of the first to get a $20 book for $4.99, because we think this is that important, because we are being penetrated by the Marxist at every institution and every level, and in particularly religion, then you can go to wvwtv.com/store. WVW is in Worldview Weekend. wvwtv.com/store, and you can order. You can order, you know, quantities if you want to give them away, which I hope you will. Let me just go through this real quick. We'll go back to our anonymous guest. Why Marxianity? That's the preface. Chapter 1, The Dialectical Deception, explaining the conflict is necessary for Marxism to exist, to succeed. So why the dialectical deception? 2, the progressive church. That means the Marxist church. 3, a church for non-believers and social justice warriors, showing you how they've transformed religion and churches in America to push Marxism. 4, the interfaith Marxist agenda. 5, churches as social service centers. This is where you get the churches on government contracts, and I prove it in the book, to make billions of dollars from the government. You don't have to persecute the church. You just purchase it now. Get them into a contract. They can't preach the gospel, give out Bibles, give out tracts, and now they will become social justice change agents for you. So chapter 5, churches as social service centers. 6, New Agers, the three-legged stool, and cultural Marxism. 7, evangelical cultural Marxist and the LGBTQ victim coalition. 8, enmeshed with Muslims and Marxist. 9, white privilege propaganda. 10, liberalism, common problems, and the non-church. 11, neo-Calvinist and neo-Marxists. 12, the neo-Marxist race-baiting agenda. 13, not what you think, the real worldview of Martin Luther King Jr. Because again, we made icons out of Martin Luther King Jr. and Nelson Mandela and others who are outright Marxist or socialist at the very least. 14, emergent church repackaged. 15, a coalition of victims. 336 pages, Marxianity, now announcing for the first time, we're basically giving it away at $4.99. wvwtv.com/store. I hope you will buy quantities and give them away. It is highly footnoted, all right? Let me just show you the footnotes, okay? These are just the footnotes, all right? All these pages right here, that's just footnotes. That's all the footnotes. Anyone that knows my 14 books, I am documented. People say, well, no, they didn't really say that. And then we have the video clips. Then we have the audio clips. Yeah, they say it. We have it. We have the screenshots. And we document and screenshot a lot of stuff and save it after they delete their websites. So we got it. wvwtv.com/Marxianity. And in a minute, I'm going to show you. In fact, let me just go ahead and show you right now. Look at this screenshot. Okay? Here is Christianity Today. Evangelical colleges join effort to promote faith in the vaccine. And what are they doing? They're going to push the propaganda and the Marxism of why it's your duty to be involved in taking the vax and shaming the people that don't. All right, that's Christianity Today. One of the guys involved in this is a guy named Abu Battelle, who I've warned about for years. Good old Abu Battelle, he's with the Interfaith Youth Corps. And guess what he is? He's an open Muslim. He's an open Muslim, okay? Abu Battelle is an open Muslim who worked with Barack Obama, okay? He worked right with good old Barack Hussein Obama, served on President Obama's Inauguration Faith Council, and is the author of all these other books. We've done all kinds of things about him, and Abu Battelle and some of these other guys have been running around pushing interfaith dialogue onto our Christian college campuses and how Christians and Muslims need to come together with interfaith dialogue. That is the goal of Muslim Brotherhood that was involved in slaughtering the Jews and the Holocaust. That's Muslim Brotherhood. That's their leading guy, Syed Qutb, said interfaith dialogue is a one-way bridge to bring the non-Muslim to their side, not the other way around. And good old Abu Battelle with the Interfaith Youth League is working now to not only indoctrinate kids in how Muslims and Christians can come together theologically, rungu, but now he started an organization, according to Christianity Today, to push the jab, the Nazi death shot, on college campuses. Now, I deal with these kind of characters right here in this book, Marxianity, And this is part of what ticked me off today and said, you know what, I'm going to start basically giving this book away so that we can educate enough people as to who these people really are. Let's go back to our anonymous retired military officer. Before I continue with you, have you read Marxianity?
Yeah, Brian, I have. It's a phenomenal book. I read it when it came out. And what you have there is basically a blueprint of how Marxists operate, unrestricted warfare of the communist Chinese as well as communist Russians, and how they utilize useful idiots. You mentioned useful idiots. Well, all the wokeism in the military, if you look at the militaries in Russia and China, they do not suffer trans and homosexuals at all. Those are the first to go, and they do not permit them in their military. They're executed. They are happy to use the Muslims, the Islamists, here in our country. But again, if you look at their countries, what are they trying to exterminate? Many of the Muslims. So, you know, these people are the useful idiots that they will be gladly use here in our country. But once, if they were to take over, they'd be the first to go. Because then their usefulness has been worn out, and they're done with them, and they'll be the first to go. But as far as the church goes, just using that book and understanding the blueprint, they're using it in our military. They're using it the long march through the institutions, as you said, and they're using it in the church. I've seen it firsthand in churches. As I, you know, in the military, and I travel and relocate, I have to do a lot of church shopping, and I've seen church after church after church bowing the knee to Marxism and not to Jesus Christ. And you can take this book, draw a blueprint from it, and you can hold it up to organizations like the Gospel Coalition and see exactly what they are, and that they are anything but a coalition for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, if you go to many of their meetings, you won't hear the gospel presented. What you hear is woke theory and gospel coalitions being presented, and not scripture.
Absolutely. All right, let's continue before our next break again. I apologize for taking more time. But I want to reiterate again, when you go there and get the book for $4.99, normally $20, we just paid the bill today. Now it will be printed and come to us about the end of October. But you'll get in line, and you're helping us by going helping us cover this printing, the thousands of dollars in printing, the thousands of copies we're printing. But then you're getting in line to be one of the first ones to get it as fast as we can get it to us about the end of October is what they're telling us now. Maybe sooner, but that's what I'll allow for. So don't order it in 3 days, blow up our phones and phone number, want to know where your book is, okay? Again, you got to listen, got to pay attention. All right, let's go back to General Milley. You lay out what should happen to him. Is there anything else our audience should know about what he has done? And then, well, just answer that first. I'll let you answer that.
Well, yeah, I think just, you know, let the UCMJ speak for itself. We have a few senators that have come out and said that he should be court-martialed. And I just lifted off the violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice that should be listed in his order or in his articles of court-martial and brought as charges against him. I hear the music, so
All right. Let me do this when we come back. I want to read a couple quotes to you that have come out today. General Milley lied to President Trump about Black Lives Matter riots. I want to read a couple quotes to you from what is reported now from, I guess, this book by Bob Woodward, Peril. What he said, I basically paraphrased it earlier, have you respond, and then give us your thoughts as an expert in military intelligence on brainwashing. We'll be right back. welcome back. Glad you are with us. Well, I was looking up the name of that thing that these guys, it's called, we covered it last year, maybe the year before, Neighborly Faith, where they were going around all the Christian college campuses and holding interfaith dialogue with the Muslims. Major, you know, Wheaton College, Taylor University, InterVarsity, all of them, Moody College, sorry to say, you know, this whole interfaith dialogue thing with the Muslims. This is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of thing I'm covering in the book Marxianity, the Red-Green Axis, the Marxist Islamists working together to penetrate Christianity today. And in fact, the Bible tells us that in the last days there will be this kind of coalition, really, of big government, big business, and spirituality. So again, you've got to fight off the mind war. I will ask our guest about that in a minute. But here's the quotes by the background for this was Black Lives Matter riots in D.C. This is, again, an article at frontpagemag.com, which is titled, General Milley Lied to President Trump About Black Lives Matter Riots. He says, now for the background for this. Was the Black Lives Matter riots in Washington, D.C., which started a fire in the Church of Presidents and set the White House gatehouse on fire. Quote, Milley reportedly pushed back against claims that the country was facing an insurrection that was, quote, burning America down, end quote. Quote, Mr. President, they're not burning it down, end quote, he said, according to Woodward and Costa. When Milley spoke to Trump, however, he reportedly cited data at the time that said there had only been two cities with major protests, while elsewhere it was 20 to 300 protesters. Quote, they used spray paint, Mr. President. That's not an insurrection, end quote. He then gestured to a portrait of President Abraham Lincoln and said that it was not comparable to the militia bombardment of Fort Sumter in 1861. Quote, we're a country of 330 million people. You've got these penny packet protesters, end quote, he said, before adding that the situation was not as threatening as the 1968 riots in Washington. He also told Trump it was not an issue for the U.S. military and then addressed systemic racism with Trump, according to the book. Quote, that's pent up in communities that have been experiencing what they perceive to be police brutality, end quote, he said. This account comes from Woodward's Peril, the book. It has some similarities to the account in a previous anti-Trump book, Frankly, We Did Win This Election. That's the name of the book. Quote, Milley spotted President Abraham Lincoln's portrait hanging just to the right of Trump and pointed directly at it, Bender writes. Quote, that guy had an insurrection, Milley said. Quote, what we have, Mr. President, is a protest, end quote. During one Oval Office debate, senior Trump advisor Stephen Miller chimed in, equating the scenes unfolding on his television to those in a third world country and claiming major American cities had been turned into war zones. And these cities are burning, Miller warned, according to the experts. And then apparently, according to the report, Milley turned to him and told him to shut up and threw in a word, A, B, C, D, E, what sixth letter of the alphabet starts with. Is that right? A, B, C, D, E. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I don't even like to say the word. I don't even like to do that on radio. You all know. So here you have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff turning to an aide, telling him and talking to him like that. Give me a break. Which, again, to me fits with the kind of character I think we see coming from Milley if the report is to be believed. Would you like to comment on this, sir?
Yeah, I think, you know, this whole discussion on Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Oh, by the way, did things just overnight all of a sudden get better? Is everything all well and good now? Because I haven't seen Antifa or BLM in the news since Biden took office.
You mean it's like somebody actually has command and control over them? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly right. They were well funded and they were put into action. They were being used as a insurgency force, a real insurgency, burning down, looting, destroying. They were even given. I mean, we have the evidence of them being in, you know, told, given directions of what to do: smash windows, to steal, to loot, to cause as much damage as possible, to burn, and they were doing that. And they were following several different manuals. One manual they were following is a SOCOM manual on how to basically execute an insurgency. They were following it letter by letter. And then if you look at the Burn Down the American Plantation document, that also lays out their game plan. So this is clearly an insurgency, a Marxist one, based on the radical abolitionist movement. RAM. So we have their documents, and they have our documents as well, and they're following them. And if Milley didn't know this, he does not deserve to be a one-star general. He doesn't deserve to be in the military in any rank, let alone a four-star. And then, you know, for him to kind of behave that way towards the president, I can understand why the president is quoted as saying that he's smarter than most of the generals. Well, if he was dealing with Milley, I could see why he would say that. He should have relieved him of his command when he realized that. I think that was probably President Trump's biggest error, is not cleaning house and not putting in competent people. But the pickings were slim, because under Obama, we went through 8 years of Obama cleaning out our military, and I saw top leaders being rooted out and cleansed, just as you're seeing now with the O'Biden administration, as I call it. It's just another term of Obama, as they continue to clean out. For all of the military service academies, they are cleaning out any conservative, anyone that is a constitutionalist and a real patriot, because, as Psaki said, they want to put someone in that is more in line with their ideology. That should scare every American. They're looking for Marxists, just like Milley, and they want to put them in order to train up our next group of military leaders in these service academies. And again, our American public needs to wake up, and they need to take this very seriously. Biden was not joking when he said, "What are you patriot? What are you Americans going to do with your guns? You need F-15s and nuclear bombs." They are training the military to go after American citizens, make no mistake. And they are cleansing our military of people that would not take such orders and would stand upon their oath and would not take such an unlawful order, and they would identify who the real enemy is against our Constitution. They are cleansing our military of that, make no mistake of it, and what we're going to be left with are people that will turn their arms on us, the American citizens. We need to wake up, and we need to take action now. Because if we wait, it will not. We will have no hope, because it will take F-15s and nuclear weapons to undo it.
That's just stunning, because, again, I know who you are. I've known you for many, 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 many years. I know your background. I know your bio. I know your area of expertise. And I can vouch for him to the audience, because, again, he has to be anonymous at this time due to being retired military. There is the issue of reprisal and losing pensions. Which is real. So I can just tell you, knowing who he is and his background, and that he just said that the military is being trained to be turned against the American people, he would know. You've commanded a lot of people, hundreds of people under your command. What is the state of the military today as far as following such orders to turn against the American people?
Well, I would say the majority of people right now are just keeping their heads down. You know, they grumble, and they repeat these things. They know it. Many of our military members see it, what's happening. They're like, "I don't even know if I'm allowed to say anything conservative on Facebook now." So just like under Obama, any conservatives that are in any positions of leadership or officers or anyone tends to kind of keep their heads down. They don't speak up. They're just, you know, trying to lay low. And hope this storm passes over. But the problem is, that's not leadership. And it did not do us any good under 8 years of Obama, and it will destroy us under just another year under O'Biden. So they need to wake up, and I've been telling them, I've been trying to spur them on. You cannot hide under your desk. We need to speak up. And I spoke directly to some flag officers and told them exactly what I felt, and I felt that extremism training was Soviet-era propaganda that I've been trained to identify and to combat, and why in the world are they presenting that to us? It's unacceptable.
And what was their response? What was their response?
They changed the subject pretty quickly. It was a public forum, and they gave us carte blanche to say whatever we wanted, non-attribution, so I said what I had to say, and we changed the subject after that. But I had a number of officers come up to me and even enlisted and thank me for being so bold and blunt. It's time. We need that kind of leadership, but we don't have it. It's very clear. If you stick your head up, you will be removed. Just like the previous lieutenant colonels that I just mentioned, they voiced their concern, and they are gone quicker than a New York second. So they know, and they send the message very clearly too, that this is the party line, and if you don't follow it, you are out of line, and you will be relieved. You will have punitive measures. You will lose your career, any number of things. And that is enough to control, unfortunately, a lot of our military. Just that threat is sufficient. But we are seeing some officers stand up. But again, those that are standing up are being knocked down pretty quickly. I hope they're true to their word and that they say they've not yet begun to fight. And in fact, those were the words I used at my retirement ceremony. With John Paul Jones, I will say that I have not yet begun to fight. And I think we need to join together. We saw a rally at Mesa County. There was a call to action here. And American citizens, we need to stand up, because if you don't stand up now, you will never get the chance again.
And part of standing up, I think, actually means organizing. I wouldn't be doing it at the U.S. Capitol, folks. I don't know what's going on this weekend. I think is a setup. Again, I would not go to that. I would not organize in front of my state capitol, even, for the most part. I would stay away from state buildings. I would stay away from government buildings. But I would organize, because you just don't want to be set up. So I would organize peaceful rallies. But I'd stay away from my state capitals. I'd stay away from the U.S. Capitol. I'd stay away from government buildings. But I would certainly organize rallies in places where you can get permits or church buildings. Last night, Mesa County was in a church building in Colorado, Mesa County, Colorado. We carried it on Lindell TV. But you certainly, by standing up, meaning the elected officials and the unelected officials in this country that are part of this, need to understand that we, the American people, outnumber them, and we will not lay down and surrender to a Marxist revolution. So we need to be going out and holding events and holding rallies to show our numbers. That starts with standing up. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the organization. We need to, in mass, call and write your elected officials, city, state, federal, and in mass. They need to be flooded with this to see that there is indeed a popular uprising and a groundswell here. Otherwise, they're just going to keep their heads down. I think most Republicans are just controlled opposition, and we see a lot of them speaking good, big, swelling words, but in my business, talk is cheap. You know, I respect Senator Representative Crenshaw greatly and his service as a SEAL. But I have only heard him speak an awful lot, whereas I've seen a young lady, Bobert from Colorado, actually doing things, and Miss Green as well. They are actually doing things. So the time for talk is over, and we need to compel our elected officials to live up to the words that they're saying. You know, to say I appreciate your words and right on. Now do something about it. Put those words into action. I demand it, and they need to hear these words from. A mass of Americans that are not going to stand for this anymore. And we need to not be the silent majority, because the silent majority will be the dead majority before you can blink.
Now, when we come back, I'm not going to take calls today because this is such a rich interview. But when I come back, I want to play for you audio. Apparently now the FAA has grounded the drones of the news media on the border there, where we have thousands and thousands of immigrants, Haitian, Cuban, and Venezuelan nationals, are all, you know, coming over that bridge, coming over illegally, and they have now grounded the drones from showing the pictures of what is now reported to be over 8,000 illegals coming into America now. We are being invaded, folks. glad you're with us. The Ozarks Worldview Weekend, the 18th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, with all those live in person, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Andy Woods, Bill Federer, Kevin Freeman, Lieutenant Cleve McClary. Hopefully I'm not leaving anybody off, but that's off the top of my head. The banquet on the luncheon banquet on Saturday with General Flynn is now sold out. That is sold out. You can get tickets for the normal conference. I don't know where we're at as far as reservations at the resort. If it's sold out, there are plenty of other nice hotels in the area that you can stay at and then just drive over to the resort. So don't let not being able to stay on the grounds keep you from going ahead and attending the conference itself. Full details and or to register at wvwtv.com/Ozarks, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. And in addition to that, the Thursday night concert banquet is filling quickly. That's going to be really, really well attended. And you can find out more details about that optional Thursday banquet there as well. But the conference itself officially gets underway Friday night and then all day Saturday, half day Sunday. Full details, wvwtv.com/Ozarks. Let me go to some audio and video from Fox News about this invasion, literally invasion of our country. And apparently the O'Biden regime doesn't want you to see it.
Stunning footage out of Del Rio, Texas on Thursday as our Fox Flight Team drone shows thousands of migrants crammed under the international bridge, waiting to be processed after crossing illegally into the United States. Our drone spotted masses of migrants crossing from Ciudad Acuña, Mexico, over a dam in the Rio Grande and into the United States illegally. They then stream into Del Rio via a dirt path, hundreds coming by the hour, with more on the way every day. We just learned that the FAA has put out a temporary flight restriction, a TFR, in the area immediately around the port of entry where that bridge is. What does that mean? It means our drone can no longer fly and show those images. It's a two-week TFR, and according to the FAA, it's for special security reasons. We've reached out to the FAA to get a little clarification on what the heck that means. The timing on this, the location, a little bit curious. I just want to point out, Fox News has been at the border for the better part of 7 months now. We've been using the drone the entire time. It's never been an issue. All of a sudden, the last 24 hours, we start showing these images at this bridge, and a TFR goes up. We can no longer fly. When we get an update from the FAA, we'll be sure to let you know. But unfortunately for those agents on the ground, they're completely overwhelmed. They need some serious help right now, and hopefully they get it from the federal government.
All right. I would like to have our retired military anonymous officer respond, because to me, this looks like a potential Trojan horse for jihadis to change the way they look, the way they dress, and penetrate this looking as though they're Hispanics when they're really jihadis and enter into the U.S. And I'm very, very concerned about another 9/11 type scare or something equally as bad, or bioweapons. What are your thoughts? Because you come out of the intelligence arena.
Yeah, well, first, my first thought is I'm impressed at just the amazing cooperation that the O'Biden administration gets out of every federal agency, the type of cooperation that Trump had to fight for and rarely ever got. So that tells me that the coup is well underway, that we have politically minded bureaucrats in every branch of our government that are running the show now. And we don't have justice. We don't have equal rights under the law. And that's all that includes the Transportation Administration. That includes the IRS. That includes the Department of Labor. That includes the FBI, the CIA. We have individuals now that are politically driven and not driven by our Constitution. So that's the first thing that should, again, scare everyone. The other thing is, it's well known that the southern border is being used to allow enemies of this country to come in, to flow in freely, largely undetected. We are aware that it's happening. It's not entirely undetected, but this does make it hard, and I see this administration intentionally making it harder for those that are trying to do their jobs, like Phil Haney, see something, say nothing. You're getting punished for doing your job. So there's that as well. And then finally, we know that they're bribing migrants to come in through the southern border for votes, that they will give them a free pass and give them more rights now than we as American citizens have. that they have more liberty coming in illegally than we do. They have the choice of whether or not to accept the vaccine and these other mandates, whereas we don't. Excuse me, I don't know what country we're in anymore. It is time, and I would ask again to our earlier discussion, every military officer out there, if you're hearing this, please, you need to stand up. You need to have a frank discussion with your chain of command, and if you don't have the support of your chain of command, get out, because you will be asked, before you know it, to turn your training and our weaponry on the American citizen. This is not hyperbole, and I'm not joking. So this is very serious. We need to get smart about this and start living up to our oath of office.
Going back to screenshot here at worldviewreport.com, where I have all these articles linked, worldviewreport.com, China calls for boycott of overly entertaining entertainers and sissy idols and continued purge of popular culture industry. In other words, China is saying goodbye to the sissy boys while we actually integrate into our U.S. military the LGBTQ agenda. Would you comment, please?
Yeah, that's been going on for quite some time now. And then at the tail end of Obama's administration was the transsexual agenda, which creates all kinds of confusion. Every brief that we were mandatorily required to attend with a flag officer, with a general or an admiral present, the discussions were like, well, how does this work? There's no way to continue in good order and discipline. And there were just honest, probing questions asked, none of which had any answers. It was just shut up and do it. Well, what is it? How does this benefit our military to bring in? And these are really a significant minority in our military, but to derail and cause, require every military officer and enlisted person to attend hours of meetings, wasting millions of taxpayer dollars to just sit and listen to this nonsense and then try to sort out and figure out how are we going to do this and what are the uniform regs and how do we handle such a person and how do we do year analyses and how do we do gym and how do we do birthing. This was just to really destroy our military, and it's doing a very good job of it.
Yeah. That's what they picked Biden to do, was to destroy everything. The great collapse before the great reset. Thank you, sir, for your service to our country, which continues to this day, and for coming forward last night and today.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, folks, I hope you appreciate it. And again, if you want to get the book Marxianity, I've just released today, the second printing we ordered, $4.99 versus our normal price of $20. We're basically going to give it away. WVWTV.com/store. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon Dobbs. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs. Go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.